Hello.
Hello, my name is Adelie Alvarado. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research forum. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation. May I speak with Shadon?
You got the wrong number, but I'm willing to speak about the topic.
Is there another? Are you registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I've been voting since I was 18.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
I don't know. You said you wanted to talk about topics, not who I'm going to vote for.
It'll come. No, like, are you almost starting to vote, or you're not, will, you know?
I'm going to vote, yeah. But I'm not going to tell you Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green Party. I won't tell you who or what section. Because you said you wanted to talk about topics. Topics
yes
that concern the country.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
All right.
I am not. Tahbi Arbi?
Huh?
Tahbi Arbi?
I like to... Excuse me?
You speak Arabic?
No. I said, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use a number from 0 to 100. So, example, like the names I will name you will be Joe Biden, the first one, President of the United States. What would be the scale from 0 to 100?
Look, man, everybody knows this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter where you're coming from. It's obvious the guy doesn't know what he's doing.
So 0?
I don't need a number to, I don't need to tell you anything else. You can figure out the number yourself from that.
What
page.
About Ravi Vala?
I don't even know who that is.
What about Phil Murphy?
I took a picture with him. I built his office. Nice guy. He's got a nice big smile.
All right.
I built his office in Newark.
Tommy Murphy?
I took a picture with him. He's
Tommy
a nice
Murphy.
Guy. Mr. Murphy's a nice guy. He's not like
Andy,
Chris Christie. He's not a nasty guy like Chris Christie.
Andy Kim, South
blocking
New Jersey,
the traffic
US
on the George Washington Bridge.
Andy Kim?
Who? I don't know who that is.
Bob Menendez?
Menendez is a bad guy, man. He's corrupt. I know Menendez personally. He's not a good guy.
Stephen Fulop?
I don't know who that is.
Rob Menendez?
That's his son.
Yeah.
I've never met his son. I don't know too much about his son. But if he's like his father, he's no good.
All right. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
His father.
Okay.
He's from North Bergen. He's from Union City. I know Mr. Menendez very good. He used to be an attorney. He used to be a private practicing attorney in the 1980s and the 1990s.
All right.
And he wasn't a very good lawyer, from what I understood. He did a lot of real estate, and he didn't do his due diligence to be an attorney, a member of the bar. He didn't do his job as a lawyer very good for his clients, some of them. He wasn't a very trustworthy bar associate.
Okay. Now
has nothing to do with his current charges that tie into the Egyptian scandal and the bars of gold and all this nonsense. My opinion has nothing to do with this modern stuff. I know him from when he was, before he was anything, but when he was a lawyer, regular lawyer.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member in Congress?
I don't follow very closely Rob Menendez at all. I don't know much about him. All I know is his father is Bob Menendez. That's it.
And,
that's all I know.
If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were War and Patricia Campos and
I would
Bob
vote for Nicholas Sacco.
For right now, it's Patricia, Bob Menendez, Tommy Murphy, Andy Kim.
Murphy. I vote for Murphy. Murphy's a nice guy.
All right. What about Cal, JC, Robbie, Vala, Rob Menendez? Those three, which one of them three?
None of the above, man. I just know Phil. Phil's a nice guy. Beautiful, beautiful guy. I got a nice picture with him. I built his office. He's a very nice guy.
In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
General?
Yeah.
Bob Menendez is a general?
No. Have you heard? No, U.S. Senator.
Menendez, the one that's going, is being charged, or his son? I don't know which one you're talking
Bob,
about.
Bob Menendez. I believe his father.
Yeah, I told you, I don't like that guy too much. He doesn't have good integrity.
All right.
No integrity. Nah, I told you, this is from when, before he was anything political, but when he was just a regular lawyer.
All right.
I don't care about all this other stuff. I know him before all that, and I know he's not, I don't like his integrity. He has no integrity for that.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. For example, you say Rob Menendez, no, right? That's his son.
Yeah, I don't know much about his son. The only thing I have to say, if he's anything like his father, he's no good. But like anybody else, nobody has to be like their father. So I don't know anything about him. I have no statement, good or bad, neutral. I have nothing to say. Everybody's their own person. God gives free will to everybody, and they can do with their free will as they want, and if they do something bad, they have to pay for it. That's God's law. It has nothing to do with the law of the United States, the law of New Jersey, the law of the Senate, Congress, none of that. He pays the piper when he goes and has to face St. Peter in heaven. If he goes, if not, then he's got to face the other guy.
All right. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Cal, Jacek, Ravi Vala, and Rob Menendez, for who would you vote?
I don't know anything about all three of them. I don't follow the politics too much. I only vote for president. I don't vote for Senate, Congress, or none of that stuff. Local school
council.
Do
you know anything about Ravi Vala?
No. This is a Democratic state. I'm registered Democrat, if that helps you.
All right. Okay, now, after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle, JC, Robbie Vala, and Rob Menendez,
it's the same answer, man. I don't know anything about all three of them. And, I'm not going to vote for something.
Finally.
I'm not going to just go vote to push a button. If I got to vote, I got to be informed.
Finally.
Unfortunately, I don't have the time. But if there's another governor election, I'll vote for Mr. Murphy.
I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in a political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm libertarian.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with your friends or family?
That I'm not going to answer. That's nobody's business.
All right. Are you current or retired member of a labor union?
That's also nobody's business.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, sir, and you have a good rest of your evening.
All right, I hope you find Mr. Who you're looking for.
I will have to go back and check on the name.
you got the wrong name. Definitely wrong. Wrong name, wrong number.
Would you love to share your name? Would you like to share your name? Would you love to say?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because apparently you got it wrong, mixed with the wrong guy, and I don't want my name associated with a guy I don't know. I don't know him. So if I say my name and my name gets hooked to his name, I don't know the guy. I don't know what he does, what he doesn't do. It's none of my concern. And my name is my name, and I hold on to my name only. And the people who know me know my name, and that's it. Public knowledge is public knowledge. My name is my privacy, and I hold that. That's it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
All right. Have a good night. Bye now.
You too.